Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this your boy Frank Gore. I'm listening to 49ers Rush Niners all day. That's Brain Sits Home, baby. Let's go.
I love it, man.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, are you kidding me? We get back-to-back blowout wins by this 49ers team that has put us through it. Let's be real. It has not been... The team that we saw this week and last week is a very, very good football team. And you could say, well, the Jags, who cares about the Jags? And I agree with that sentiment. But whenever you can do what you just did in the NFL, which is rare, back-to-back weeks, it's impressive. The 49ers come out in amazing fashion, and they won from start to finish. This was never a contest whatsoever. And if you listen to the 49ers hype speech that I did this morning before kickoff, I said that. Take them out. Do not allow them to feel like they belong. Yeah, Sean, he says, hype video is undefeated. I love it, man. And so, again, that's something that I just put out on YouTube, but it's important to assert your dominance start to finish, and that's what it was. The 49ers, the ball started bouncing our way. Penalties started going our way a little bit, and that's, I think, a testament to getting out of your own way. And even when we fumbled it, right? Jeff Wilson fumbles the ball. Juwan Jennings, who is incredible, mind you. Incredible. I love Juwan Jennings. I love the attitude. I love what he brings to the game. I freaking love it, man. And so the 49ers win 30-10. And thank you guys for joining us. And on top of that, what might be even better. So the 49ers are now at 500, right? We're 5-5. Now, let's put it all into perspective. New Orleans is getting freaking boat raced by the Eagles, who we beat. So that's going to drop the Saints to 5-5, okay? The Carolina Panthers, man, they're back and forth, but they're down by 3 with 3 minutes left, okay? So if they lose that puts them to 5-6. They'll be below us. Minnesota Vikings are currently tied 31-31 in the two-minute warning. And so if these games break our way, get this, okay? Because we were talking initially that there might be an opportunity to tie if things go well for that 7 seed in the playoff. My friends. No. If those 3 games break the way we... throw the Minnesota game out because we'll be tied with them even if they do win. But if that happens, we could be tied not for the 7th seed, the last spot in the NFC, but for the 6th seed. There is a possibility we'll be tied for the 6th seed, not the 7. And having a little bit of wiggle room as we go down this stretch. That was not planned for at all. So a testament to this team, which we've looked really, really bad. And at our lowest points this season, the 49ers were, yeah, it was yuck. But this is awesome. And no team in the NFL has put up back-to-back weeks like we have. Now, can you keep that going? Because next week's going to be huge. S1K Friday, thank you for the gift, man. He says, let's go. Don't forget to like, everyone. Appreciate that. Yeah, please like and subscribe. That helps us out the most. That helps our podcast significantly. So hit that like button. That'll help us out. But, man, it's just crazy to... And this is what the NFL wanted whenever they created the new rules for the playoff seeding and all those things. Because what it does is it keeps fan bases engaged, right? Even though we were, 3-5 and just getting shut out by a JV group, the Cardinals, you didn't roll over and die. And whenever you hear things, you know, the rumors were like Shanahan lost the locker room, who's our leadership, all those things. And how do you fix it? You just win. You win. And it gets fixed. And so now you look at this team. Nobody's questioning leadership. Nobody's questioning locker room. Nobody's questioning play calling or anything along those lines. That's not on the docket anymore. Why? Because you got out of your own way. And the stars started being stars. And Garoppolo, let's give it to him. I mean, this is his fourth good game in a row. 16 of 22, 176 yards. Two touchdowns, no interceptions. He got sacked twice. That's 126 passer rating. Now, is he, you know, MVP? Nowhere near that. That's not his level of play. Efficient, efficient, efficient with no mistakes. You get out those mistakes. Now, did he have some bad passes? Sure, he did. Did he miss Jeff Wilson wide open in the end zone on that first drive? Sure, he did. Debo was streaking down the field. Did he lead him a little bit too much outside? Yeah, he did. But he did just more than just enough to be successful. He had two rushes for 6 yards. He had two quarterback sneak first down runs, or just one, actually. And I thought it was funny, too, because one of those, it was 3rd and 2. And he got greedy and still got it by a lot. So, man, Jimmy Garoppolo continues to play very, very well. What's up, Brian Carter? He says, great way to finish my vacation. Watch the 49ers win big. I love it, man. Hopefully you guys get home safe and all that stuff. Kali, what's up, man? He says, can your boy get a birthday shout out? We're victorious, man. Happy birthday, Mr. Young. Maybe not so young anymore, but hopefully it was a good one. You got to celebrate it with some friends and family. That is awesome. And this is something to celebrate. We don't get to see our team play very often. The NFL, there's not a lot of games out there, right? And so this is awesome. I freaking love this. 30-10. You blew out a team on the road by 20 points. It's a big deal, man. What's up, 415? Thanks for the gift, man. He says, been listening to you since 2017. It's been two good wins. It's my birthday this week. Look at this. I love it. Let's get another W, John. 49ers win, baby. I love it, man. Thank you for the gift. And I hope you have the best birthday week ever. What a great way to get it started. And here's what we're going to bookend your birthday week with. The 49ers are 2-0 currently, the last two games. I think that this next game, we're going back to Santa Clara, which I'm excited about. Because I'm going to get to be there this week. So if you are going to the game against the Vikings, which I think is the biggest game left on our schedule, it is quite possible, extremely possible, that it will come down to us and the Vikings for that 6-7 seed, and one of us might be left out. So that tiebreaker is going to be gigantic. Next week, I think it's the biggest game left on our schedule. So now I'm not throwing parties or anything like that. My wife's cousin's getting married close to the area, and I was like, shoot, let's do this, but I'm going to the game. So the wife and I will be there at the game. So we're looking for spots to tailgate. So if you're tailgating at the event this Sunday, man, let's link up. Send me a message, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to come by and say hi and just hang out and just meet and whatever else. That's what we're always about, the community there. So excited about that. And again, this week, we're going to have a lot of content coming out over here. 49ers Rush Podcast, we're not going to stop. We've got a bunch of stuff going on. We'll be bringing it all to you. But, man, I want to talk about this because I think Scott... Awesome comment right here. Awesome gift as well. Thank you. He says, hard to find anything to criticize about the win. Maybe Jeff Wilson going out of bounds too quickly instead of cutting outside. Looking forward to victory film. And we're going to be breaking down all that film on Patreon. So as we do every week. But this one's going to be more fun because we even got to see the backups on defense. We got to see the backup on offense. Aaron Banks got snaps today. human beings. Aaron Banks exists. Trey Lance. And now he just handed the ball off and he had one run. But still, there is film to digest of the future. Diamador Lenore, Ambry Thomas. We got guys in. Jalen Moore. He played pretty much the entire game. I don't think that he was as dominating as he was in his first start, but he still played really, really well. So excited to see what that was in the film. And when Tart came back, we talked about this on the pod this week, right? Who gets to go? I love, absolutely love. I've been very hard. My biggest critique against Kyle Shanahan is in roster management. What I mean by that is the 53 that you have, playing time and all that stuff. That's my biggest critique of him. And when Tart went back out there, I'm fine with Tart. Tart's not a bad decision, but I'm going to be honest with you. Huff has outplayed him. There's no doubt about that. A couple people came at me and I was like, he's given up a lower passer rating. He's fewer missed tackles. He's got more big plays, more solo run stops, whatever else. But I love the fact that they alternated them series, and I thought that was perfect. That's exactly how you should handle that situation. I know Kyle Shanahan generally loves all of his linemen to take all of the snaps, offensive linemen, and all of his secondary to take all of the snaps. But sometimes you got to mix it up a little bit, and that's what they did. And so I love that. Absolutely love that. Sean, he says, hey, how is Cooper Kupp in the MVP talks and Deebo, who's the second leading receiver of the season and does so much of the run game, isn't? The big reason why Kupp over Deebo so far is because the Rams have been competitive. To be in the MVP race, you have to be on a competitive team. Now that is starting to change as the 49ers approach 500, and you're exactly correct. Deebo is by far one of the most dynamic players in the NFL. He's the best running back we have, and we have good running backs. He averaged 9.9 rush yards per rush, and he was lining up in the backfield. It's not like they were all like jet sweeps or whatever. They were not. 8 for 79 yards and a touchdown, of course. Now, the crazy thing is he only had one catch for 15 yards. He's still shy 6 yards of a 1,000-yard season, receiving yards, right? It would be the first one since Anquan Boldin for the 49ers. It's going to happen, but when a team's play man, that's not Deebo's strong suit. That's Brandon Ayuk's strong suit, right? He creates separation. Deebo's not a big separation guy. And, man, he got separation today, and Jimmy missed him. It still hit him in the hands, but it wasn't a good pass. It wasn't a great pass at all. But, yeah, you're right. Deebo's going to hit it, and he cannot get enough praise. What he has done, it's exceptional. Now, okay, and I think that this is key. Elijah Mitchell's coming back. He almost played today. He went out and tested things before the game, catching passes and all those things. He's going to play next week. He's going to play. So now, Jeff Wilson, guess what? Jeff Wilson's good. We don't have an issue there. 19 rush attempts, 50 yards, only 2.6 per carry, but efficient. Now you get Elijah Mitchell back. Elijah Mitchell becomes the bell cow. You sprinkle in some Deebo and Jeff Wilson, and shoot, Trey Sermon got 10 carries for only 32 yards, and he did look slow. You know, I'm talking with my buddy Benny. He's like, that's who Trey Sermon is. That's who Trey Sermon was at OU. That's who Trey Sermon was at Ohio State. He's not a speed guy. He's a bigger back. He's a plotter back, and the things that set him apart is contact balance and vision. Again, if you're on our Patreon, just type in Trey Sermon on that search field, and you're going to get about 5 college films broke down just of him, several hours worth. And, man, we spent a lot of time on Trey Sermon because we were expecting him to be the bell cow guy. Well, that's not really exactly what happened, right? But once his vision and once the game starts to slow down for him, that's where we're going to be able to see what he does. And we've been spoiled as 49ers fans with the running back position, because we're used to seeing 4-3 guys. Deebo, 4-3, 4-4 guy. Elijah Mitchell, 4-3, 4-4 guy. Jeff Wilson's a little bit slower, but Raheem Mostert, 4-2 guy, right? Like, we've had so much speed so that whenever you see somebody like Trey Sermon, you're like, I don't know about that. I don't know how I feel about this, right? So that's there. Now, real quick, before I jump to some more questions, please let me know. Tag me so I can see there. Real quick, we've got couple things to talk about. The 49ers rush road trip Oh, man, we're throwing the biggest party ever in LA. So excited about this. Get your tickets. Get your tickets.
Be a part of the faithful. It looks like this. This is what it looks like. We are better than so many other families because of this. We show up, we show out, faithful then, faithful now.
Man, go get your tickets. It's going to be a blast. And I've got to talk about this. This is important. Shout out to the faithful. Completely took over that stadium. Completely took it over. Ran their fans out of the stadium. And my favorite part of it was when Kyle Juszczyk made a catch on the very first drive. And you could hear the chants of juice. Like, our fans get it. And we travel, man. We took over that entire thing. I wish it could have been there. Next year, again, I have alluded to this. I'm teaching and coaching is going to be it for John Chapman. I'm not doing it next year. Full-time 49ers Rush podcast moving forward. We're going to be invading every single time. So I ain't missing that one next time. I'll be there with you guys organizing the weekend, putting everything together. So shout out to everything that took place and everybody that was there. That was incredible. Luke. Thank you for the gift, man. Didn't like Debo playing running back in a blowout late in the third. I was thinking the same thing. Even when we put our backups in, man, we still had Fred Warner out there on defense. And maybe we don't have another Mike backer. It's Aziz, I guess, would probably slide over. But, yeah, there's some issues there. Debo getting those snaps late. Kyle's always been weird with that, especially after the Detroit thing and, you know, all of his second half issues. Talking about Kyle's second half issues, right? Play calling, Super Bowls, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's rough. So the fact that we got to see Trey and all those backups, I loved it. And I'm very happy for it. But yeah, I didn't like it either. I feel like right there, man, just let Sermon get 15 carries in a row if you have to. Keep your guys healthy. Because now, everything is focused long term. Now, the Vikings won, okay? So that's not ideal. So we're tied with them. Now, currently, New Orleans still down 18 with 4 minutes left. That game's pretty much over. And the Panthers are down 6 with a minute and a half left. So it's starting to really look like things are going to come to fruition with what the 49ers have moving forward, which is great. And we'll spend a lot of time talking about that. But currently, you know, I just refreshed ESPN. We're the number 7 seed, baby. The Saints are 5-4. And we are, you know, we're right there. And so this is awesome. So currently, you know, we're the 7th seed. We own that tiebreaker because we own the tiebreaker over the Panthers, even though they're going to lose probably, because we have the best win percentage in conference games. And this is going to be another conference loss if they lose this. And so the tiebreaker wouldn't even be needed. So again, we're channeling where we were at 3-5. Now we're 5-5. And the perspective and the outcome looks different, right? Matt, thank you for the gift, man. Designed runs to put your franchise in a position to get another injury, broken finger, sprained knee. Yeah, he talks about Kyle's mistreatment of this young man. It's problematic. It really, really is. It really is. So, Derek, he says, you get my email on the shirt selection. Yes, I did, man. That is going out to you today. I already put the order in. It should mail soon. I know shipping's kind of weird right now. I'm not ghosting you, man. I got you. A Lannister always pays his debts. Don't have to worry about that, man. I got you. Matt, thank you. He says, Debo on Instagram Live is feeling himself. Love it. I'm excited to get some clips from that one. And again, we'll get clips from all the press conferences, all the stuff. You know where your one-stop shot. There's lots of great 49ers content out there. We always want to make sure that we're providing the holistic entire conversation so that, because I know not everybody listens to, you know, six 49ers podcasts. That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. AJ, thank you, man. He goes, let's freaking go. We're back to looking like us. That's a manly, physical football that we continue to see from this 49ers team. It's very, very easy to, I don't know, like puff out your chest, right? Like, hell yeah. You just stomped two teams in a row. Two teams, back-to-back teams. And looked good doing it the whole time. James, Sermon looked very indecisive. He did. And we start to see perhaps some of the reasons why Kyle Shanahan isn't, you know, playing him as much as we would have liked. But he got some reps today. And so now he's got something on film, and you can see it. I hate to tell you guys this. I don't see Sermon getting snaps once Elijah Sermon comes back. Like, he's going to go back. Elijah Mitchell comes back. Sermon's going back to where he was in the pecking order. That's just the reality. That's what's going to happen. Phillip, he says, all the rookies got to play, even Trey Sermon. I love it. Yes. Yes. Huff was great, as usual. Trey Lance came in, got one rush attempt, extended it. And I love the fact that Urban Meyer didn't use his timeouts because, again, we bet big. And, man, shout out to MyBookie. Real quick, let's talk about MyBookie.ag. We bet with them. Use promo code 49ers, and they're going to double your initial deposit. We crushed it if you bet with us this week. It hasn't been the best year for our betting, but we load all of our bets over on a Patreon account, patreon.com. Type in 49ers Rush Podcast to join us there. If you don't like it, we'll give you your money back, but that all goes to support the show. We hit our parlay where we 49ers to cover and bet the under. Nailed that one. We did a teaser with the 49ers and the Chargers, so we already hit half of that. Most receptions, Kittle over Dan Arnold, we hit that. 49ers to score first, we hit that. So, like, if you bet with us, you didn't double up, you didn't triple up, you didn't quadruple up. We've, I think, five times, it might be four, quadrupled up our betting this week. So we do that every week. Again, that's over on Patreon, patreon.com, 49ers Rush Podcast. And then, man, join us. I post the bets every single week. I love it. So, Phil, I'm with you. Rookies got to play, and they look good. Ambry Thomas, yeah, he got picked on a little bit. And you notice they didn't go after Debo at all. They didn't even touch his direction. And I think that's what we want to see. You know, the dude balled out. I think Debo is just going to be a player for us for a very long time. All right, here we go. The game is officially over. Washington won. Carolina lost. So, man, we are now tied. Washington won. Carolina lost. Saints are going to lose for sure. We're going to be tied for the sixth seed. That's happening. We are going to be tied for the sixth seed in the playoffs. That's incredible.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit matchup up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install.
You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
Look at us, right? It's the what's his name? Paul Rudd gif, right? Like, look at us. Who thought we could do this, right? Who thought we'd be here? Dr. Blockopus, how good is Nick freaking Bosa? He's unreal. He got 3 holding calls against him. Got 1 sack. And, man, he could have had 2 sacks. Now, and again, this is an issue because the NFL ESPN stats has changed it. So, initially, the full sack was credited to Arden Key. However, ESPN now has 2 sacks, so I think it might be 1.5 sacks. So Nick Bosa either has 9 or 9.5 sacks after today. We'll have to see what the official ruling is. I'll have to look at what that is after I'm live here. 2 tackles for loss, 3 tackles, 3 additional quarterback hits, 3 holding penalties. Nick Bosa's unreal. And you look at, again, this is one of the matchups within the game that we talked about. Josh Allen, hell of a player. Hell of a player, Pro Bowl level player. And a lot of people going back to, I think it was 2019, yeah, the draft, were like, oh, Josh Allen's just as good as Bosa. No, he's not. Josh Allen got 10 tackles. He was all over the place. No sacks. He got 1 tackle for loss, no quarterback hits. So again, that matchup between, they don't play against each other, right? Because only one of them's out there on the field at the same time. But it matters to those 2 players. I guarantee you, they're always linked. And they keep up with this stuff. And there's no doubt Nick Bosa just continues, man, week in, week out. And I don't know if he's better as a pass rusher or as a run defender because just what he does, it's what he does. Shout out to Arden Key, 3 consecutive weeks with a sack. Dude coming up out of nowhere, And so we're continuing to get this elevated play from players that maybe we didn't have, you know, targeted as these key starters, but he is, you know, Samson's been okay, came out and started with the tackle for loss, which was awesome, but Samson's been okay. Arden Key has been much better, much, much better, a lot better, in fact. You know, Eric Armstead continued to play well. Fred Warner played great. I gotta give it to Josh Norman. Punched out the fumble, which was a huge point, and just controlling the game, right? Just controlled it the entire time. And as the 49ers, and here, this is something that I want to talk about. Because as the 49ers now, we have to start focusing on, as fans, what's happening in the rest of the NFC, because we're dependent on so many other things. We control our own destiny, but the goal shouldn't be the 7th seed anymore. To be realistic, you know, early on, we didn't think that there was any opportunity to climb higher. Well, guess what? The Rams are 7-3. We're 5-5, right? So we're 2 games behind them, but we play them again. Like, you can elevate, man, almost up to that 5 seed. Maybe, who knows? There are a lot of possibilities now. Now, you look at the Cardinals, they're 8-2. You're 3 games back, and they beat us twice, so they own the tiebreaker. So they would need to lose at minimum 4 games, and then we would have to win out. So I don't think the NFC West is in play, unfortunately. However, there's some seeding there. And so what we did last week was the rush hour, which I want to play this real quick. This episode that we're going to do exclusively on Patreon is going to be focused all around these teams in the NFL playoff seedings. Guys, excited to announce a brand new kind of movement within the podcast itself, and that's called the Rush Hour. This is something, I can't take credit for this. People have been emailing and asking for me to do some non-49ers content, okay? So here's what's going to happen. We're going to be doing bonus podcast episodes. The first 15 to 20 minutes, still going to be Niners focused. But the second half of the Rush Hour is going to be more broad topics in the NFL. Power rankings, tracking rookie quarterback development, seeing schemes and some tendencies, perhaps that's changing across the NFL. Coverage-based things like that. So the only place to get this. This bonus coverage is going to be over on Patreon. So go to patreon.com, search for 49ers Rush Podcast. It's the only place it's going to be. Now, again, not taking anything away. This isn't taking the place of our regular programming. This is just trying to provide more value for the community that supports the podcast and is helping us to become kind of what we want it to be. So best way to support the podcast is always on Patreon. So if you want a little bit extra NFL broad with some 49ers focus at the start, that's the place to get it. The Rush Hour is going to be kind of a bi-weekly thing over on Patreon. Support the show, support the program, so we can keep creating more for you. Thank you guys for all the support as always. Look forward to seeing you there. Now, so again, look forward to that. Again, that's over only on Patreon. And I do also want to say I'm going to start doing more kind of shorter videos on YouTube as well. So again, not changing any of the traditional podcast method. If you listen to us on Spotify or wherever it is, all that material is still going to be there. But we're elevating our game. I want to do more short, kind of 5 to 10 minute, kind of like what I did with the hype speeches before the games last couple of times. I've gotten some very positive feedbacks on that. So if you want those kind of quick 5 to 10 minute videos, that's only going to be available on YouTube. So check that out. Again, just type in John Chapman, hit that subscribe, turn on that notification bell so that you can take part in some of those. Some of them will be live. Some of them will be pre-recorded because, again, I'm still teaching. So I'll wake up early and put out a couple videos over some quick topics that I'll load and continue to do all of the traditional stuff as well. So Patreon, YouTube, we're just trying to get out as much content as people want. And again, if you have ideas, always let me know. I'm always open to whatever. Juan, the legend himself, want to say thank you, man, for the gift as always. He says, would have loved to see Williams catch that touchdown in the end zone. There's so many funny parts to the tackle over. Trent Williams goes tackle over. And so now he's an eligible receiver and he runs the corner route. Zero separation. Miles Jack shut that down. Like there was, I love that Kyle called it. But Jimmy threw it kind of to a spot that you would a traditional wide receiver. And, like, Trent tried to, like, lay out for it, which scared the hell out of me. But the best part was Trent Williams motioned to come off the game because he was tired after that. Like wide receivers do all the time. That was awesome. I think KP over at Niners Nation was the one that tweeted that out. But that was hilarious. It would have been awesome to see him get that. No doubt about it. The best player on this team this year and you know, certified all-pro guaranteed. That's how good he's been and continued to be dominating fashion this game as well. Juan goes on to say, Jimmy misses those fades but can fit the ball in a flea's butthole up the middle. You're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. And so we see Jimmy was good. Not great, but a beyond above average. If we have a quarterback that comes out with a 126 quarterback rating week in and week out, which seems he's 4 weeks in a row now. You got to give the guy credit. I think you have to. We haven't talked about Brandon Ayuk yet. How dare me? There's so many facets to this win, right? The run game, the defense, plus two in the turnover ratio, all those things. But Brandon Ayuk, 7 targets, 7 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. And his targets were key early. I know that it felt like we just stomped him, and we did. We won 30-10. That's a stomping. But that first drive, like, you were working it, and they were not easy first downs at all. And Brandon Ayuk was just unreal, catching contested catches, high balls, low balls, guys draped all over him, making people miss, yards after the catch. He was just doing dirty work. Dirty work. Which, with Deebo in the backfield, they're going to kind of focus their attention on him and Kittle. Both of them kind of went and did their thing, and this is what's crazy, right? Ayuk, 7 targets, 7 catches. George Kittle, 4 targets, 4 catches. And so whenever you're that efficient, the fact that Kittle only got 4 targets, that's a little bit of a mistake, but we won. We were up early. We kept running, whatever else. But if 4 catches is fine. If Kittle has 4 catches every game, that's okay. That's not a bad thing. I'd like it to be more, but that should be the floor. But whenever you're up that much, you kind of change your game plan and you just start running the ball. We ran the ball 42 times. I said in my breakdown before the game, don't expect him to run the ball 42 times. I was wrong. I was wrong because Sermon, I did not think would get very many carries. He got 10. Debo, I thought would get 2 to 4. He got 8, right? and then Trey Lance got 3 with the kneel and the quarterback run and all that stuff. So those numbers are a little bit inflated. But, man, you run the ball that much, it's, again, you're going to be in control of the game. And you look at the time of possession. 49ers, 38 minutes, 22 seconds. Jaguars, 21 minutes, 38 seconds. I mean, just complete overhaul. Plus 2 in the turnover margin. Penalties. We had 1 penalty for 12 yards. They had 8 for 56. 8 for 56. Whew. Man, this was a good win, guys. And enjoy this. Enjoy this. Joshua says, John, how come you aren't hired as an analyst? I don't want to be hired by anybody. I'm really weird. I work really, really hard, and it's a problem that I have that I kind of want to do my own thing. But thank you. I appreciate that. Maybe if somebody offers me a lot of money. I actually turned down a pretty big job this summer. I never told anybody about it on here. But I got offered a really, really good job. I would have had to move my family, and would have been nice. But it just wasn't – just not ready for that yet. I would have had to walk away from 49ers Rush. And it would have paid me really, really well. But I said no. I said no. Luke, he says this. Our run game better be on and healthy like it was against the Eagles. And that's a thing. Eagles are a damn good football team. And, man, we won that game. That was a close one. Eagles, they're in playoff contention. They're playing really, really well. And so sometimes we look forward thinking we can't go backwards. There's some good teams in the mix. Washington, they beat 2 very good football teams in back-to-back weeks. Eagles, they're winning all over the place. And so, like, those teams matter. I mean, you're looking at Saints, Vikings, 49ers, Panthers, Washington, Eagles, Falcons. That's 7 teams fighting for 2 spots. Every single team thinks that that's their spot. We'll have to see how that goes. I'll tell you right now, the 49ers and the Eagles and Washington are all trending straight through the roof because they're beating some pretty good football teams. Now, Jaguars don't qualify, obviously. But that's just what it is. Jay says this, John, we all get excited about seeing more Trey Lance, but can you talk about how even in a game like this, where there's just a few snaps, he can take away a lot as far as learning and oh man, it's huge. The pressure on third down where he had to keep, runs up, it gets the first down. Just the feeling, the cadence, it's muscle memory. It's so key. And so I'm very happy. I was disappointed Trey didn't get any snaps last week whenever we were up by so much in the fourth quarter against the Rams. I love that they got the snaps that they did. I would have liked another series beforehand, but again, Kyle's very conservative with that. Take that for what you will. But yes, it changes everything. Going through the motions of, all right, Trey, you're going in this series. Get warmed up. Like that process, the brain activity, the emotions, just get the adrenaline, all those things calmed down and suppressed and checked so that you can know your assignment. Getting into the huddle, you know, commanding the respect of your teammates, getting to the line with the cadence with a live audience against a live defense that's not yours, that you studied on film, which Trey did this week, and to be able to apply that even if it's only for 4 to 5 plays. Getting the experience of kneeling it down and feeling that victory, even though you didn't earn it, that stuff matters and stays with you. So it's very, very important. Is he getting as much experience as we would like? No. But this is Jimmy G's team this year. That's been clearly established. We're going into week 12. Anybody that's like messaging me, should Trey start, which I'm still getting those messages, the answer is no. The answer is no. This is Jimmy's team. And again, this is Kyle speak, right? Understand where Kyle's coming from. But anyway, I'm excited because I'm going to be breaking down film like a madman this week. I hope you're with us over on Patreon so that we can do that together and kind of go through those things together. But man, this is awesome. This is a great win. 2-0 the last 2 weeks. 49ers are currently in a playoff spot, which is awesome. You just got to keep taking care of business. Next week, Vikings, biggest game left of the year. Biggest game left in the year. I'm going to be there in Santa Clara at the game. So, man, hit me up if you guys want to meet up for a drink. That's always my thing. I love to just meet and build those relationships and community. So, please, if I just reach out. Let's make this work. Thank you, guys. Huge win. We got a lot of content coming your way. As always, man, Faithful so strong today. But continue it, baby. Stay strong, Faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.